It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? Glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Revelation, Revelation chapter 21, and we're going to begin reading with the ninth verse, Revelation 21, verse 9. And so please open your Bibles to Revelation chapter 21, verse 9. We'll begin reading there in just a few moments. While you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois 62341. If you would like to call us here at the church, it's 217-847-2717. And please visit our website. We have many, many Bible studies up on the site, Sunday morning messages, our constitution, our plan of the plan of salvation. All of that is very available to look at, to read, to download if you choose. And you'll find that at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. Hope that was enough time now for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study today. Revelation chapter 21, beginning to read with verse 9. There came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, Come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the Spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal, and had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and the gates 12 angels, and the names written thereof, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. And on the east 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, on the south 3 gates, on the west 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of 12 apostles of the Lamb. He that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city, the gates thereof, and the wall thereof. The city lieth foursquare. The length is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with a reed, 12,000 furlongs. The length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. He measured the wall thereof 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man, that is, of the angel. And the building of the wall of it was of jasper, of the city was pure gold, like unto clear glass. And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third chalcedonia, the fourth emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardius, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth chrysophcus, and the 11th jacinth, and the 12th amethyst. 12 precious stones. Verse 21 now. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was one pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. The city had no need of sun, neither the moon, to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. The nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. The kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it, and the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and the honor of the nations into it. There shall be no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abominations or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. What a beautiful verses of Scripture to read. Let's begin with prayer. Father, we thank and praise you today that we have the privilege to come together to study your word. I just ask that you'll guide and lead us, Father. Show us your way and will. Show us, Father, that we need to search your word and walk in your word, walk in your way, follow you, dear Lord. Be saved by your salvation that you give us, the grace that you hand us. Know that we're saved and saved eternally, Father. Thank you that we can have that trust and that opportunity. Help us to understand that. Help us to share that with others. Help us to know, Father, that when we truly are saved, we change and we begin to serve and begin to work. Not out of an obligation to maintain our salvation, but out of joy and excitement in our heart, we want to serve you and praise you and honor you. So, Father, please, touch every heart. Those that are lost, bring them to salvation today, to that precious cross that where you died and gave your life and rose again 3 days later. We have faith and believe and know that's where our salvation is. And then, Father, help us to grow each day that we may serve you stronger in a better way every day. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Quite a bit of reading today, but I wanted to read to the end of chapter 21 so that you could kind of see what's going on here. And it starts out here, "There came unto me one of the seven angels which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, Come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife." Wonderful. Who's involved here? It's one of the seven angels which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues. That's just what it says. And John. The angel told John to come and see. What was he going to come and see? Who was he going to come and see? The bride, the Lamb's wife. And then in the 10th verse, "He carried me away in a spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God." Then John was carried away in the spirit to a great and high mountain. He was available. He had the opportunity to see the holy city, Jerusalem, as it come down from heaven from God. John pinned down as he saw this great event. He was in the Spirit. He had opportunity to see this, and he has recorded for us. He stood on an exceeding high mountain and saw with his spiritual eyes the great city, Holy Jerusalem, come down out of heaven from God. I want to go to the Gospel of John, chapter 14, and there are six verses there at the beginning of that chapter that I would like to read together with you. John, chapter 14, beginning to read with verse 6. "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whether I go, ye know, and the way ye know. And Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? And Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me." Mansions. This mansion that it speaks of there is a staying, a residence, an abode, the place. What a wonderful promise that we have as believers. As the 21st chapter continues here, we look at verse 11, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. This tells us, as we look at this first verse, the 11th verse, the first part of it, having the glory of God. This tells us of the light of the city, because that's the light that's going to be given, and that's all we're going to need, is God's presence, His glory. The 12th through the 25th verse of this describes the foundations, the walls, the streets, the gates. The only way God can explain it is to give us some things that we understand. And that it is so beautiful, it's so marvelous, it's so tremendous, it's so much beyond our imagination of how wonderful and how great and how beautiful it's going to be. And God just takes things that's very precious, He knows it's precious to us, and He begins to explain it so at best we can understand. Can you imagine, as we look at these verses and read down through, we find this jasper stone, clear and crystal. It's just, once again, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. Can you imagine a diamond 1,500 miles square? This is a literal city, you know. This isn't just a spiritual picture. This is real. We read in the 12th verse, and I had a wall great and high, had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and the names written down thereof, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. We read about this great wall to this city that is 1,500 miles high. The names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel are in the foundations at the gate. Let's read this. And I had a wall great and high, had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. So each gate is named, and it's named with each one of the tribes of Israel. Jesus said salvation is of the Jews. John 4:22. Let's look to that scripture verse. John chapter 4, verse 22. Ye worship, ye know not what. Ye know what we worship. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. He was speaking to the Samaritan woman at this time. Salvation is of the Jews. It was given to them first. And even though they have rebelled, they have chosen to stay away from the light of the Lord Jesus. God is going to call them out during the tribulation period, and there will be millions of Jews that will get saved, because when Jesus comes the second time, when he comes, they're going to, and that's the very end, is when that takes place, of the tribulation period. But during that tribulation period, there's going to be 144,000, 12,000 from every tribe. That's going to be sealed, and they're going to be super preachers, and they're going to stand true to the gospel. They're not going to bend from it. They're going to preach it clear, preach it true, and a multitude of Jews are going to be saved. And it's going to be a wonderful day. God gave the Jews the plan of salvation first. And then, of course, we know the first plan of salvation was told, was prophesied back in the book of Genesis. And so when we find that back in the book of Genesis, let me just go back there for you. Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. I don't know if you realize, but that's the very first gospel that was presented. That was the promise of the Messiah that was going to come. And victory was going to be won. Victory over the devil. Victory over sin. Victory. And Jesus, some 4,000 years later, fulfilled that promise. And 2,000 years ago, we have that historic event. Now, I hope it's more than just an historic event for you. I hope that it is something that you realize that really took place. And I hope you realize that what you need to do is just come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you would do that, salvation is yours. Be born again. Salvation is of the Jews. It was promised to them first. The Gentiles were without hope, without God, aliens, strangers. But Jesus broke down that wall, and now the gospel is to whosoever will, Jew or Gentile. And for the last 2,000 years since Jesus has went to the cross, the Jews rejected him there. Jesus turned it over to us, to the Gentiles, and we have been the messengers of the gospel for the last 2,000 years. What a wonderful opportunity we have to give the gospel, to proclaim the word of God, to stand on it. And as we look through the scripture, you're going to find that it was about 1,500 years from the time that the Jews received this, the Ten Commandments, the plan of the tabernacle. And we can almost go back, not quite, but almost go back 2,000 years from when the promise was given to Abraham, get thee out of thy country, from thy kindred, from thy father's house. And he was the father of the nation of Israel. And so when the call was sent out, it was some 1,900 to 2,000 years ago. And now we sit about 2,000 years later, from the birth of Christ. So we have the 1,900 years to the birth of Christ from Abraham's day. And then we come to the place of the church, which is when Jesus was crucified and they denied him. And then God set the Jews aside and turned it over to us to give out the gospel. And we haven't done very well. We haven't done much better than the Gentiles. We have not stayed true to the truth. We have not proclaimed the word. We have been quiet and still, and in turn, multitudes of people die and go to hell. All we need to do is lift up the name of Jesus, tell people how to be saved, and let the Holy Spirit work. And when the Holy Spirit convicts that heart, then is when things begin to happen. People begin to change. People are made new through the blood of Christ. What a wonderful opportunity. So we first have the salvation is of the Jews, and then the Gentiles was given that opportunity. We was given that opportunity for the last 2,000 years. It was given to Israel, and through God's chosen people, it came to us. each gate holds their names. Even though they were disobedient, even though they didn't listen, God still holds them in a very high position. And he will send his messengers out once again. The location, as we look at this 13th verse of chapter 21, on the east, three gates, north, three gates, south, three gates, and west, three gates. That's all exactly the way it's going to be. Literally. There's going to be a shining angel at each gate, and each gate is going to possess, three on each side, each gate is going to possess a name of one of the tribes. We go on now to verse 14. The wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. The city has 12 foundations, and these 12 foundations, the names of the 12 apostles. So we have the 12 gates will be named with the 12 tribes. The 12 apostles, they will be listed upon the 12 foundations. And this foundation is 1,500 miles high. We read according to the 15th verse, he talked with me that had the golden reed to measure the city. He that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city, and the gates thereof and the walls thereof. And so when we begin, we find the verse 12, they had a wall great and high and had 12 gates. And the gates were 12 angels, and the names written thereof, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. On the three gates, on the east three gates, on the north three gates, on the south three gates, on the west three gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. Verse 14. Now verse 15, as we just read. And he talked with me. He that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city, and the gates thereof, and the walls thereof. He begins to measure. This reed, this measuring stick, made of gold, we believe is about 10 foot long. He's going to measure the city, the gates, and the wall. Verse 16. The city lieth four square, and the length is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with a reed, 12,000 furlongs. The length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. With the measuring stick, it was found that the city to be four square, same every side, and found it to be 12,000 furlongs, all sides being equal. Now, if we do the math here, a furlong is 582 feet times 12,000 equals, and then divided by the miles, 5,280 miles, we find that this all comes out to be 1,500 miles long, 1,500 miles wide, and 1,500 miles high. Let's look once again at these figures. Measure the city with the reed, and we find that The golden reed is measured thereof, and the walls thereof. The city lieth four square, the length is as large as the breadth, and he measured the city with the reed, 12,000 furlongs long. So again, furlong is believed to be approximately 582 feet. 12,000 of them gives us a number, and then when we divided that number by 5,280, which is a mile, we come up with 1,500 miles long, wide, and high. And he measured the wall thereof, 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man, that is, of the angel. He measured the wall, 144 cubits, or 216 feet thick. This great wall rests upon these 12 foundations. And as we look now at the 18th and 19th verse, we find the building of the wall of it, of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like unto clear glass, not made of wood or concrete or plaster. But the wall was of jasper. The city was pure gold, like unto clear glass. You know, our gold is yellow. But when you can purify it completely, we have it clear as glass. What a sight. What a place. This is what God has made for us, created for us. Why wouldn't you trust in Jesus? To begin with, to walk in this life each day is wonderful, knowing the Lord Jesus as your Savior. It's wonderful. Or are you trouble-free? No. You have any heartaches and headaches? Yes. But when we stay or return to our Lord Jesus, and when I say stay or return, I don't mean concerning our salvation, because if you've been with me very long, you know that without question the Scripture tells us once saved, always saved, eternal security, without question. And so we enjoy the walk here, but if we decide and begin to have a love of the world more than the love of God, then we begin to lose that joy and that peace. God's wisdom seems to begin to leave us. All we need to do is come back and turn to Him. Now, we always were saved, but we needed to come back for fellowship. We'd lost that fellowship. And so to enjoy it here in this life is wonderful, but it is unbelievable what He has awaiting us. And we have read through those 12 foundations when we read the Scripture earlier. I will try to go through them very quickly here. Jasper, sapphire, chalcedonia, emerald, sardonyx, sardius, chrysolite, beryl, topaz, chrysophis, jacinth, and amethyst. 12. 12 wonderful, beautiful stones. 12 gates. 12 pearls. Streets, pure gold, as it were transparent glass. What a place. What a place. Verse 21, the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of one pearl. The street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. Oh, my friend, I hope you know Jesus, because I want to spend eternity there with you. Trust in him today. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?